Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 221-1402. Today is the last day of our Small Business Week. But what we've hoped that we've started is some interest in the community and our other media asset, media assets here in the community, and also our city council and board of supervisors to think, what can we do to help increase small business in our community? And speaking of increasing things in our community, here's our producer, Frosty.
Good morning.
What have you increased this week? Consumption of Guinness.
How about more?
How
about hardcore coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How many packets of coffee did you put in there today?
Today I put four.
I mean, that you can lick the bottom on that one.
That's right. No, you can't. You know, we call this 45 coffee. You can drop a 45 on it and it'll float.
Or run a car.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, though. The only good thing about it is it kind of opened my eyes a little bit more so I could see my soulmate, Linda. Good morning, honey.
Well, good morning. We have all kinds of things going on today. First of all, do you love the fact that we are under triple digit?
Well, you know what?
We love it.
This global warming has caught up with us again. It's going to be 70-something degrees today. You know, I've talked to Frosty, I don't know, for weeks on end. He just doesn't believe in global warming.
Okay, I just want to say right now, if you're listening to the program, 221-1402, we need the names of two of our people who are serving our country that will be deployed overseas at Christmas time. Because for the concert, August 15th, we want to say their names on stage. And they're going to get special packages, of course. That's one of the reasons that we're doing this show and cutting a CD, is because we want to put together special packages to send to our troops that are serving at Christmas time. So if you have a relative or a son or a daughter or a cousin, please call us this morning. We want the names.
You know, and the thing, they don't have to be in Afghanistan or Iraq. They just have to be deployed. Their ship's going out. They're going over to Korea, someplace like that. Because we want to mention their names specifically in Linda's show on August 15th.
And what's going on with the fire department in Shingletown?
Okay, you know, Shingletown called in the other day, and we want to talk about it one more. They're having a fundraiser for the Shingletown Volunteer Fire Department. It's going to go from 10 to 4. At Allward Way and 44 in Shingletown. It's going to be on tomorrow, August 8th. They're going to raise funds to help out their rescue medical teams. Their volunteers are their first responders on local medical emergencies. So going out there tomorrow, first of all, it's going to be cooler. We're going up to Shingletown and get involved in that. 10 to 4, Shingletown Fire Department, Allward Way and 44.
Now, coming up after the break, we have a new bank. I'm not certain how long they've been here, but relatively new to us. And the guy who runs the whole organization is here to talk about how they get behind small businesses. And you are going to want to stay tuned, because this is going to be a juicy show. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400, KQMS. Carl and the Bot. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, I need to get a phone number from you so when you get all the names of the troops that this DVD is going to, a friend of ours, she's going to be sitting in the audience and she wants to make a sign.
Okay.
Love it.
Oh, she's so excited she can't believe it.
Well, you know what? You know, there's going to be filming being done at the same time. The CD,
right.
The CD is going to be being recorded.
And it could turn into a DVD.
It could turn into it because we have people there that are filming. So you call us at 241-2682.
And also, I saw the ad, I think it was in Date, And I see Santa Claus sitting back there with a martini in his right hand and a big fat cigar in his left hand.
Yeah?
That's you.
Oh, now, does maybe Santa has a little relaxation after the, you know, after going all over the world.
Anyway, you have a good day and keep your ammo dry.
You know what? You can't tell what's going to be happening on that night. Thank
That's
you.
True.
You
Woo.
Bet. David.
Hi, yes. Well, I was just going to give you a name, Josh Snyder.
Okay.
He's serving in Afghanistan right now, but he actually may be home, just depending on how the flights go.
Yeah, we don't know. Josh Snyder, what's his rank?
PFC.
Okay, PFC Josh Snyder, and he's what, in the Army?
Army.
Okay.
Now, sir, is it SNY or SNI?
SNY.
Okay. I mean, you never know. Got to ask.
You never know.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to he'll be mentioned that night specifically. And, again, it for our listeners, as we're looking for people that are deployed, Iran, Afghanistan, a ship, whatever, that'll be gone at Christmas time. Or in the let me just put it this way, the holiday season, so we can say specifically.
Well, thank you for the service to our community.
Well, you know what? It's an honor to be able to serve in our community.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you to both of you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We've got you know, a couple people on the line. We want to introduce our guests, though, so we can get started with this, and then we will then get to our callers.
Eric Woodstrom, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, give you a little. Why don't you give us a little backstory on who you are?
On who I am?
Yes.
Let's see. I'm a banker. I've been a banker for almost 30 years. Spent the last 10 years in banking up here in the North State. First 20 years in Southern California. Been in California all my life. Grew up in the Sacramento area, and after working 20 years in Southern California, figured out a way to get back up to the Great North State.
Love it. Now, I was emceeing the Turtle Bay auction, and Eric approached me, and I couldn't believe it. Here's a guy that I go back 30-some years with, and all those years have passed, and he's living in Redding. And the common thread are a group of Sacramento people I know and trust, one being Roger Fong, who was the county tax assessor there, and a group of people who were very much into you know, what do you want to call it, when the growth of the Sacramento area opened a bank 10 years ago called North State, called Five Star Bank. And then they opened an annex in another bank here in Redding, what, 3 years ago?
About 3 years ago, we opened an office, and about a year and a half ago, opened our full-service branch, yes.
And so knowing you and knowing the history of who you are, we thought it was so important to bring you on to finalize the week of our small businesses, because your specialty in your bank is
small business lending.
You know, and that's one of the things that, you know, that why we wanted to finish this up this week with Eric and Five Star Bank. There's a lot of things going on in the banking industry. I mean, every time you turn around, there's another, you know, somebody's asking for a handout. Again, okay, you know, and I'll call it handouts because, you know, damn it, you know, when I need money, nobody's sitting there trying to shove millions of dollars down my throat, you know, and the, you know, and the bad thing about it is it's my money, you know, that if you want to try and make a loan in some of these banks, I'm sorry, we're busy paying our executives $1 million. The state of the banking industry, Eric, and you've been in it a long time, talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, it's certainly changing, and the last few years, we've had some dramatic changes in banking from, you know, where we kind of had the roaring banking times in the early part of this decade to realization that we need to make smart decisions on our loans, and a lot of banks didn't. We were proud not to have taken any of the government money. It was offered to most of the banks that were in pretty good shape, and in fact, many of the banks were prodded pretty hard to take some, and we just said, no, we're going to go it alone. We're going to do things our way, and it's worked out well for us.
Well, would you say then that the climate right now, and we're going to take a quick break here,
sure.
But the climate right now, how is that? I want to talk about, is the money available for people with a good idea and wanting to start up a business? Now, I want to talk about that as soon as we get back from our break. This is Carl Lindebaugh from Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom, who's president of the North Valley region for Five Star Bank. But we're going to go to the phones first. Henry, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. You know, I've been listening to you the last two or three days concerning the small business, and starting up a small business in the Reading area.
Uh-huh.
You know what you might want to do is send a ringer down there to the planning department and have them wired with a tape recorder or something, and tell them they want to open a bakery in downtown Reading.
Ooh, we just heard about that.
I'm going to pick one. I don't care what it is. When you get that tape recording back, you'll know why Reading does not let businesses into town. I was in business here for 30 years before I retired, and you can't believe the stuff I've seen that comes out of that planning department.
Well, you know, that's a real interesting concept there, Henry. Maybe we might just have to do that. I talked to the Record Searchlight about this, the situation, and I know they're getting ready to do something, an article about quantifying numbers for this region, for the North State, for Reading, Shasta County, about just what's going on with business, things like that. But see, it's something like that is, you know, it could be a real eye opener. And you know what? We just might do that.
Well, I'll give you another example. Some years back, 3M, now this goes back 30 years ago, a 3M company came in here and wanted to buy land. They did buy land up above what's now Shasta Lake. And I don't know if they still own it, but they were going to put a big plant in up there. They went to the county, and before they got through, they packed up and left.
Well, that was 30 years ago, but you know what? I still think, from what I've just heard this week, is that they're still having problems with the city and county getting anything in here. Henry, thanks a lot for your phone call.
You bet. Bye.
Eric.
Yes.
The question I asked was, you know, about getting money for business, but this is even more, I think this is something else, too, you may have run into, is the problems that people are getting just being able to start up a business.
Boy, I tell you, the barriers to opening a business in California is greater than, you know, most states in the West, and that's been really one of the reasons why small business have such a hard time getting out of the box and making money and being successful early on. It's just the barriers to opening.
Can you give some examples that you've seen in the banking industry?
Sure. We we work with people that have good ideas. They have a plan, and they're now trying to find capital and borrowing to get their business started. And then they start looking at the costs, and they start looking at the costs of opening business, the costs of meeting all of California's different regulations that are different than other states. The American Disabilities Act is a big one in locally that we've had.
We were talking about that. I know you heard part of that yesterday.
Yep.
With the fact of they're already going out and they're coming in here with these lawsuits.
Well, yeah, that's been happening for a couple of years. The banks, in fact, about 3 years ago, were all hit locally. Well, most of them were hit locally and really extorted money out of them to come up with a plan on the ADA and pay off, not get involved in a dirty lawsuit.
Yeah,
but that's kind of crazy. But and then just the building fees to locate your business, build a business, build your building. It's a big impediment to getting started. One example: I met with a gentleman last 2 weeks ago, wanted to build a building, steel building to warehouse his business. And as he's looking at his cost breakdown, his total costs were about $350,000 to build a building. $80,000 or 25% of it is permits and fees going to the city.
25%.
Yep.
So is he still moving forward?
No.
Because that pushed him over the edge.
It pushed him over the edge. He said, I'll go find a building someplace else, buy it, and try and retrofit it, but it won't be what he really wants.
So right. You, as the president of Five Star Bank here in Reading, it's almost as if you are in a business right now where you've got your feet in the cement. How do you move forward? How do you help your people? How do you help the community and the new people that want to do business? The word we're using a lot this week is flourish.
Yes. Well, we work with them both on managing their money, which is very important. You know, a lot of people with the good ideas, know how to build something, know how to do their product, but they don't know how to manage their money as well as they should. And so we help them through, you know, both with our deposit products and our lending products, managing their money so that they're profitable. At the end of the day, their profits allow them to build and grow and grow and reinvest in, into their business, into our community.
So would you say that that makes you more unique?
We think so, yes. We think so. We spend a lot of time with people up front, counseling them, talking to them about their business, thinking about where their money's flowing and what they're spending money on so that they are successful. Their success is our success.
I spent my formative years in the Marine Corps. And then when I got out, when I retired the first time, I started my own business. Well, it was a different business than most people have. You know, I was selling myself and some of my friends, you know, to go do things. And my skills, that's, you know.
That's a good one.
You know, I was renting out my skills.
I would definitely clarify that.
And then I worked for the company. So I didn't have the same problems that people see. So when I see the parts about business and everything that's going on, I'm thinking, you know, to have a business, you know, everybody's got to kind of like work together. The place where you want to start the business, the bank, and the people. We want to talk some more about that as soon as we get back. We're on a hard break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Come back. It's Friday. And this is Carl and Lindebaugh here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got Eric Wordstrom here, the president of Five Star Bank. And we're asking you to give us calls, 221-1402. Ask the banker. Take the moment. But let's go to the phones right now.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, Eric. How are you this
morning?
We're doing fine.
Listen, I've got a couple of just comments to make, and possibly Eric might have something to say about one of them. But this recent vote by the city council to cap off spending for salaries and retirement payments of 73% of the tax base of the city, the annual tax base, and there was some discussion back and forth among the council members, and two of them voted against the cap and three voted for it, so it's in place. And I was kind of shocked. 73%, I mean, it was felt it's important that we cap it off at that. Cap it off at 73%, and that leaves 27% for infrastructure, maintenance, and improvements.
It's kind of scary, huh?
What's wrong in our city? I mean, you couldn't run a business successfully that way. And 73% of the entire tax base goes for salaries and retirement income?
Well, let me give my first broad-based thought on that, and then I'll let Eric really have the answer here because he can get into it deeper. But how can you, you know, what is, you know, there's something wrong with an economy that people want to get into government jobs before they want to get into private jobs. And the reason they want to do it is they get paid more. And the retirement is better, you know, and having 73% of our tax money going to pay for this will do nothing but help destroy all of our infrastructure.
The rest of the city runs on 27%.
Yeah. Well, you know, Eric.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, John. It's you know, we've seen a shift, at least over my business lifetime, of you know, where businesses provided the economic strength to support government, and government provided service to help citizens, you know, have a community. And it's more and more that the government's taken over some of the business, and we're all paying for it. There's fewer and fewer people paying for that government. You know, we've seen expansive growth at all levels of government. I mean, it's not really a banking question, but it's sure an economic question. How do we afford paying for it? And it does have to stop. It has to shift. You know, the city's going through a process of looking at privatization, different departments. And I hope they're successful. They have a kind of a unique opportunity to kind of recast what government should look like. And I hope they take that opportunity and are successful. There are, you know, kind of divergent ideas on the committee already, so we'll see where it goes. But they really have an opportunity to recast and get back to providing service, which is the primary purpose of
Dale needs government. To stop shaking the dog.
Yes.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is they're arguing about who's on the committee. And I love this, you know, that, hey, let's have a committee. Now let's just argue about who's on the committee. You know, John, here's the other thing. Here's where I think the basic problem is that we're facing in our city, county, state, and let's just face it, federal government, is a lack of real leadership. Now, we have people in leadership positions that really shouldn't be there, or they do not have the background, or it's not the fact that they're not bright, but maybe they just don't have the tools that you pick up by life experiences and, yes, training to make decisions.
And private interest driven.
Yes. You know, and the fact is putting their people above the private interest.
Absolutely.
What happened to the fact of getting rid of the lobbyist? Huh? What happened to that?
You know, I think the lobbyists are becoming the politicians.
They are, you know, and they are selling us out. You know, here's a good example of what just happened today, and I don't want to get into this as another subject, but Governor Schwarzenegger just signed the bill to stop gold dredging.
Yes.
Even though that it was shown to him it was going to cost us in the North State $60 million if he does that, plus the fact that these places are shutting down, they're going to lose half of their employees. And the only thing that Onstad was asking for Schwarzenegger to do was don't sign the bill. Do the environmental impact study first, then then you act
pause
from that.
And breathe.
Yes. And you know what? No, he didn't. You know, he went to, for whatever reason, he signed it. And so now, again, he's hammering the North State. A complete lack of understanding and a lack of leadership on his part.
Can I shift gears on you for just a minute, Carl?
Sure.
Okay. I wanted to see if you can get Jerry Bonito on your show. He's got a lot to answer for to the public. How he can justify charging someone in the Shelby Allen death and not in the Allen Martinez killing is just incredible.
Well, we're working on that right now.
His office had to search for a trumped-up charge on the girl and overlooked a multitude of probable charges against the killer of the guy in the bar. Yeah. This has to be dealt with.
Well, we're working on that right now.
Okay, Carl. I didn't mean to butt in.
No, you're not, because we can't forget that. And again, we're looking for, in our elected officials, we're looking for leadership. And by the way, the DA is an elected official. You want something, you want everything to be standard. You want it standardized.
John, you're not alone in your outrage. We get several emails daily regarding this.
That issue.
Yes. And, next week we'll probably have a special guest on besides Benito that will really get in deeper about this subject.
Okay. About leadership. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning. Just want to amplify a little bit on what you guys are talking about on even checking out what should be privatized or look into the possibility of privatizing some of their functions up there at the City of Reading. And then some of the commission people that they were voted on, McGeorge and Murray, it's kind of like the old school there. I'm not so sure these guys aren't somewhat biased.
Well, you know, Bruce, here's what I'm thinking is that if we're going to have a commission, we need to have people that are going to be bringing in new ideas.
Absolutely.
And what we're having is, and I know Ken Murray, and I like Ken Murray, and I respect his intellect. But Ken's been around a long time and has been in this, just like you're saying. Not that he can't have good ideas, but I'm just saying is that we're not pulling in people to take a new, fresh look at things. You know, we don't have, you know, they're not looking at fresh, new ways of bringing business in here. There's lots of good ideas out there, but yet they never make it to the decision makers.
Maybe they should have brought in somebody from CHM to Hill, because that's what they do. They go around and evaluate, and they're doing a lot of work in that arena there.
No, maybe they should.
Better than have somebody like... I mean, Dickerson's never been on anywhere but on the public payroll, so I just have a feeling that these guys are going to be unbiased when it comes... They're the ones that are around there when they passed out all these entitlements to start with.
So. Well, you know, Bruce, there's some good points there.
All right, buddy.
Thanks a lot. You know, Eric, we got to take a break here in just a few minutes. But that was not a bad idea. You know, bring in some experts to take a look at this. Now.
I think that's a great idea.
You know, you could pay. You know, I don't know how much they charge, but we could keep that to a certain point, and then bring and then use that to save money.
221-1402. We're taking your 221-1402.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, it's Friday. We're taking your calls, Eric Wood. Woodstrom. I guess I'm just having trouble with my D's and my R's today. From 5-Star Bank. Give us a call and we'll see you after this break.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Our guest is Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank. Let's go to the phones. Neil, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to touch on, as quick as I could, on difficulty starting a business. And at first, I want to say, you know, when I was getting my my footprint and my site plan and all that done, Andre and Lily at the City of the Planners were so helpful. I just want to say that because I don't want to sound. I want people to know that, you know, I love Reading, but I bought a piece of property that had about 0.11 acres in mature landscaping in front of it to start a car dealership because I wanted it to look different than everything else you see.
Uh-huh.
I was going to put grass and knolls, you know, a little playground, give up some space just to look different. And when I stood before the city council to say, you know, this is impacting me, they made me sound like a total idiot because I talked about a thing called a positive pre-approach, which is you look at a place of business and you instantly have a subconscious determination. Is this the kind of place I want to do business? Does it look nice? Does it not? And they made me sound like a total idiot, though they have sculptured plants, fountains, and the very same thing I was talking about at City Hall. I just wanted what the city wanted. They gave me, offered me $4 a square foot for the exact same property that they gave my neighbor, who put in the landscaping, $15 a square foot for. This was an eminent domain thing, and they wanted $24,000 for permits to build a 1,700 square foot building. I couldn't go into business. It was hard.
Well, you know, this is what we're trying to bring out is that there's ways to make things easier. People, you know, what you said, a subconscious preconception. You know, that's great. You know, because it's true. When you look at a business, you look at something, you think to yourself, "Oh, is this pleasant? Is this some place I want to go into?"
Why do you think they have? I know this is going to sound very girly, but why do you think they play piano at Nordstrom's? It's because your subconscious relaxes. You enjoy. You want to be there longer. So if your kids are playing and it's beautiful to look at, you just kind of want to hang around a little bit more because you're relaxed.
Yeah. Well, the city was you know, and I, again, there are people at the city, and I don't want to make a blanket statement because
no.
I want to live here.
No, there's a lot of good people in the city.
There are good people in the city. And here's the other thing, too, is we don't think that people are evil or they're being nasty or anything like that, that they're saying we're going to destroy business. Oh, no. What we're saying is there's other ways of looking at it, and we need to open up our minds and start thinking outwardly and look at what's happening. If we're going to ever increase the tax base, we have to bring in more business. What can we do to do that?
Yeah, and the car business brings in a lot of tax base to a city,
yeah.
But the funny thing is I had a $16,000 sign that went with the property that I was sharing with my neighbor, and they paid my neighbor for it. You know, when they were taking of South Bonneview, when they did it. And, you know, and I'm glad they widened it. But why didn't the city tell me that they were going to take away part of the ambience of my property when I was buying it? Because I got all of my ducks in a row before I closed on the deal. I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I was going to be able to do what I wanted to do, but they ended up offering me $4 a foot. They appraised it at 15.
Yeah.
And the appraiser said, "Why do you want more money when you only paid this much money for the property?" So he based it on the fact that the seller sold it to me at a very good price, and I shouldn't get a fair amount for it. But the exact same property was given $15 a square foot to my neighbor.
Yeah.
An imaginary line. Here's mine. And I had to go to court.
And Neil,
my attorney didn't file
Neil,
a thing. I had to pay $30,000 in attorney's fees.
Wow.
Neil, it's, you know what? We appreciate your phone call. We got everybody on the line here. You know, I don't know why they do this. You know, the thing is that it's, again, we go back is how can we, what can we do to make it easier for business? Obviously, they didn't do it for you.
And it's good to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, thank you so much, Neil. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. This is a question for Eric. Eric, I know you. I respect you. Admire what you've done in the community. But I got a question for you. You can answer on the air. Thinking in terms of what you've heard this week with everything from the small business point of view to the regulations. What's your gut level feeling for the next 4 or 5 years in Reading, economically speaking? And I'll listen on air.
Thank you.
That's a good question, Ron. Well, we're certainly going to be seeing a change in our economy. We feel have our success over the last few years has largely been on the back of development and growth and the contracting business. And right now, as you know, although we've seen some positive signs in the residential side, it's slow. We need to recast that. And we're working with several companies that are growing, that are actually developing new business models, the software development company, inventions of fire suppression equipment, different medical things, and that as they grow, will help diversify our economy, and that's what we need to do. But it's slow. It's slow right now, and part of what small businesses need, not only our banking services, traditional loans, but capital. We're also working with a group out of the Sacramento area in developing a venture capital fund specifically for investing in the North State, and we're approaching different people to look at, you know, both their businesses to be invested in and people that want to take the venture capital risk. So I think there's some positive things happening. It's just going to be, it's going to take time, and small businesses need to grow.
So we need to sit back and watch the cake bake. We got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott. Gene, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I just wanted to call and stand up for Ken Murray, because Ken Murray, I believe, has been one of the most knowledgeable men that we have in this county. And I trust him. You know, one of the things, when he bleeds Reading.
Yeah, he does.
And I really... in fact, I wanted to call and say that I wish that you would have him on your show every couple weeks, because there's so many things that I want to call and ask about. But and Ken was always, I called him my go-to guy.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to know something, I needed to go to Ken. And, you know, you talked about bringing in new blood. Well, I look at what Obama has done and brought in the new blood. And he's got a guy that's the head of GM, 31 years old, has never been in the business. So new blood isn't,
well, you know,
always the answer.
You know,
you want somebody that's knowledgeable.
Yes, you do. And again, we prefaced it by saying, you know, there was arguments about bringing Ken on. And the fact is that Ken is a knowledgeable person, and that we do respect Ken. You know, totally.
Ken is our friend.
But we're also talking about that we're in a problem here based on decisions that have been made over the last 10 or 15 years, and that it doesn't hurt to bring in some new ideas. It doesn't mean that, you know, that you don't use knowledge that's based here. And I agree with you that sometimes we've put people into jobs that, you know, as we've seen in new administration, a little strange. Hey, we've got to run. Thank you so much, Gene. Cliff, good morning.
Good morning. We've heard a lot of negative this morning, but I had just like to pass a little bit of something on, and it's to Eric and his five-star bank. I discovered the bank about 2 or 3 years ago, and I've done a lot of business with them on CDs and checking accounts, and I've had a lot of contact with the employees at that bank, and I can't say enough about it. I've really enjoyed how thorough they are, how professional they are, and how they treat me as a part of the family. It's a good bank to do business with, and I'm glad that I've discovered them. And thank you for your few minutes of your time, and thank you for your program.
Well, Cliff, thank you very much, and we'll let Eric thank you, of course. Well, but you know, the thing is that it's not all negative, and we don't want to give that impression. It's not negative. Reading is a great place. We need to increase our tax base. That's it.
Right, Cliff. Thank you very much, and appreciate the comments. What we pride ourselves on is what. You know, banking is a fairly straightforward product, but what we sell is customer service, and we appreciate your comments on our customer service. That's why we try to differentiate ourselves. Carl, Linda, I mean, we couldn't have, you know, wrapped it up better. We need to diversify our economy, invest in sustainable business and growing businesses. The Reading economy has been based in the past on cyclical business. First was natural resources, and then more recently the construction of residential housing. And we see our role as helping to facilitate those sustainable new businesses grow within our community, make our community a better place to live.
Well, you know, and again, Eric, thanks for being here, because, you know, we want to have on a regular basis talking about what we can do to increase our economy and, you know, the things that people need to do. If, you know, wanting to start a business, again, we pushed real hard to having, you know, making it really easy for our graduates.
Will you come on again? Because we'd love our listeners to be able to have Ask the Banker.
Sure.
That we have, you know, college graduates that we need to make an atmosphere here. They come in, it's just one or two of them, and they start small, but they grow big. And those are the things that we're talking about, things that we're pushing on today. Now, part of the thing we talked to is about leadership. Monday, General Anthony Zinni, who headed up 1MEF, Marine Expeditionary Force, but he headed up CENTCOM. He is now a business leader, and he will be our guest on Monday to talk about leadership in business. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?